This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning to you as well. We've been promising you that interview with Mrs. Hofer joining us live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And remember, Uti, on the 2nd of April, it was Autism Awareness Day, but Selena, we were not open as of yet, so we couldn't, we weren't able to actually touch on all of these things. But today, we are able to, so that is what we are touching on today. We do have our Mrs. Hofer from AGA Student Counseling joining me live right now on the Hlanganani Midday Show. I'm just going to quickly welcome her right here on the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure like to have counseling, and also NASA really helps us a lot.
Can plug. As a peer help and get even during our holidays, late.
And we love it, man. But today we're speaking, we are touching on autism. As I've already said, that on the 2nd of April, it was Autism Awareness Day, which is celebrated every year, every single year. So we're touching on it. And so we have you today because I think you have more understanding than us. Yeah, since you're working with student counseling. So I think we'll start from the beginning because most people don't know about this. So they might ask, would say, okay, what is autism? Maybe we could just start there.
Okay. I'm Mrs. Hofer. I'm from the Disability Support Unit, where we assist students living with disabilities. So autism is also a non-visible disability. It is a lifelong neurodevelopmental condition that affects how a person communicates, how a person interacts with others, and how a person perceives the world.
Mm. So I think before I get into my next question, because I want to ask, maybe how do you see a sign? Maybe has there ever been a case where Leyman Gosu today has been a student who has autism or who is living with autism?
Okay. Autism is called autism spectrum disorder. So it can be a lower spectrum and it can also be a higher spectrum. So we do have one student who's got a lower spectrum of autism, but it usually goes with ADHD. It can also be epilepsy. It can also be some learning disability.
Wow, nice. Now, I want us to know what are the common signs, things as us people who don't know about autism, maybe can spot now, they can easily spot maybe after listening to this interview.
Okay. Why we say it's a spectrum is because it affects every individual differently. So it's not going to be easy for you as a person who's not qualified, who's not a doctor, who's not a psychologist, to identify and say, definitely this one has got autism. Now, some people may live independently while others require that significant support. Why I'm saying that, as you said, it's not an illness that can be cured. Okay? It is something that is neurological different. It's not a disease.
So it's something that you have to live with
for the rest of your life. Yes.
So, Mrs. Hofer, you mentioned that we have one student that has that is in the lower spectrum. So, in donini notice with like the lower spectrum and the higher spectrum, what is the difference?
The lower spectrum is where a person can tolerate maybe noise or the environment. But others are quite sensitive, even to their routine, the changes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes, a person living with autism, who's autistic, they focus on a certain path. So for you to come and change it, it makes it difficult for that person because they've got a routine.
Yes.
You ask the question, how do we support them? As I said, I'm from the Disability Support Unit. How we support students with disability. Our office, that is our main role, because we believe that disability is not an inability.
Yes.
So we have the office, which is at the student center, level minus one. where myself and my colleague Samkeli Siwe, we see students with disabilities and we write concession letters for them, accommodations for those academic accommodations, be it an extra time that they need, be it a quiet, safe space so that there's be less noise. And also, we also have an on-campus accommodation where we house students with disabilities.
Now, maybe if I can also ask, because we are a university, so there is a different types of students, diversity. Maybe how can now maybe other students help support students that are living with autism? Maybe how can they show support as well?
They can show support by working in groups. And when you're asking questions or when you're talking to them, you don't use the word don't or stop it. Okay. You must use positive reinforcing. Like you'll say, "What? How do you think about this? Is it not better for us to do it this way?" Instead of saying, "Stop, don't do it like that. Our assignment is not..."
Instead of being controlling, rather be more understanding.
Yes, don't be overwhelming to the student or to the person who's autistic. Remember, I said they are routine. So
it's going to be hard for them to
change. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. We don't want to keep you long, Mrs. Offer. Maybe you can tell us, Uti, maybe now outside of us speaking about autism, how can people get a hold of student counseling?
We are at Student Center at level minus one. You go to student counseling and then ask for the disability support unit. That's where we are, because I'm the disability support officer. We also have the counselors, where we have our social workers and our psychologists who are also helping and supporting students with disability who are autistic, any kind of disability that we have. I also want to mention, for us to know that a student has this, is autistic, please do disclose. We're encouraging students to disclose. We have our peer helpers, and even during registration, we do have our tents where we'll be wearing gray t-shirts or disability support structure where they will assist you, and they will even take you to our office so that we can give all the support that is needed.
That is amazing. Mrs. Offer, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. Hopefully we'll have you again on a different topic, because you are working at, you are a disability officer, maybe, because we did have a student actually here. I think it was raising awareness as well. We did have a student here who was speaking with us, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, if you joined in a little bit late, this interview will be there on our podcast. Just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store so you can listen to it over and over and over. When we come back, we have another interview.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.